There are community museums around the country that feature unusual collections assembled by local residents. There's one devoted to hearing aids in Kent, Ohio, a shrine to plumbing in Western Massachusetts, and for years now, people have been making pilgrimages to a museum in Stevenson, Washington, to visit a collection of rosaries so large it was featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Harriet Baskus has a report.
When he was a young boy, back in the early 1900s, Don Brown got pneumonia and ended up in a Catholic hospital. He later became a devout Catholic and eventually a Dominican brother. But as soon as he left the hospital, he started collecting rosaries and eventually amassed the largest collection in the world, nearly 4,000 of them.
We have crocheted macrame, glass, deer antler, all kinds of seeds and nuts and that sort of thing.
Sharon Tiffany is the director of the Columbia Gorge Interpretive Center Museum, which now houses the collection.
The one I feel is probably the most significant as far as history is concerned is a number 2157. And John Kennedy approved giving that rosary, and it was one of the rosaries that he carried through World War II.
The collection also includes the world's largest rosary, which is more than 16 feet long, painted turquoise, and hanging on the museum's back wall.
And it is made of styrofoam balls. And it was a rosary that was put together or made by some children attending a parochial school in Massachusetts. They used it in a school play.
In practice, rosaries are used to help worshipers keep track of the number of times a repetitive prayer has been said. Roman Catholics, for example, use them to meditate on events or mysteries in the lives of Jesus and Mary to draw spiritual meaning from the mysteries. Not all rosaries are the same, according to Eugene Webb, a professor of comparative religion at the University of Washington in Seattle. He says that many people believe that a rosary that's been blessed in some way has greater power.
A Dominican priest friend of mine years ago told me that Dominicans had the authority from the Pope to, as he put it, slap a special blessing on. That was his term, slap a blessing on it. That would be more powerful than other blessings, so that if you recited the rosary that had this blessing, you would get more benefit from the rosary.
Which is why, when Don Brown's collection was first displayed at the Stevenson Museum, he insisted the exhibit cases remain open. He wanted visitors to be able to touch their rosaries to blessed rosaries in the collection and transfer the blessings. Unfortunately, says museum director Sharon Tiffany, keeping the exhibit doors open meant that sometimes people actually stole some of the rare and unusual rosaries.
Occasionally, the local sheriff was able to retrieve them before they got very far.
These days, the entire collection rests safely in specially designed locked cases in an exhibition space decorated with carved wooden arches. Spiritual music plays quietly in the background. Religion professor Eugene Webb believes that it's not sacrilegious to have these rosaries out of service, but feels that locking the prayer beads in museum display cases transforms them from instruments of worship into simple objects.
The rosary is essentially the 15 mysteries, joyful and sorrowful and glorious mysteries. And the thing that we call a rosary is simply a material instrument that focuses on the true rosary, which is the collection of prayers that we recite. When the rosary is used in devotion, you look through it. You're not even attending to the rosary. You're attending to the mysteries. And in the museum, you attend to the object.
The museum collection includes not only rosaries, but prayer beads from religions all over the world. There's a rosary made out of ping pong balls by a nun in Alaska, one that belonged to Lawrence Welk, and rosary number 1811, an unusual plastic model designed for use on the highway.
This device is attached to the steering wheel of a car so that the rosary prayers can be said while driving. I'm not sure I would recommend that for safety purposes. You might get too involved in your meditation.
Don Brown didn't drive, but he was killed in an automobile accident. He was hit by a car while Christmas shopping in December 1975. He died with a rosary in his pocket.
The rosary that he had on him, they buried with him. You know, when you think about it, I really think he probably would have wanted it in the collection. I really do.
When he was alive, Don Brown accepted anyone's rosary into the collection. For the past 25 years, the museum has continued that tradition. Recently, however, a rosary moratorium was announced because the museum is running out of space. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus in Stevenson, Washington.